I'm Antonia Gonzalez with National Native News. In today's headlines, rural counties in Arizona could see investments in broadband after a multi-state settlement. And food security, climate change, and increased tension with Russia were among talks at the recent Arctic encounter. These stories today on National Native News. This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. A pair of rural counties in eastern Arizona could soon start seeing significant investments in fiber and broadband networks. The funding is part of a multi-state settlement with two national telecommunications companies. KJZZ's Gabriel Piet-Tarazio has more on how it may help some tribal members get connected. Food security, climate change, and increased tension with Russia is top of mind for residents in Alaska's Bering Strait region, and it was one of the topics at the recent Arctic Encounter Conference in Anchorage. Hundreds of people, including politicians, researchers, and indigenous knowledge holders, gathered for the event. Vera Kinnikok-Metcalf is the executive director of the Eskimo Walrus Commission. She lives in Nome and was born in Savunga, a small village on St. Lawrence Island in the Bering Sea. The community is located closer to Chukotka in eastern Russia than to the U.S., and Metcalf says residents have a lot in common with their neighbors. Metcalf says climate change has real consequences for residents in her region who subsist on mammals migrating through the Bering Strait. A warming Arctic affects those migrations. Unstable ice conditions also make whaling and walrus hunting more dangerous. The geopolitical climate has also been changing, according to panelists who spoke at a session which focused on conflict and cooperation in the region. Russia has been strengthening its relationship with China since invading Ukraine in 2022. As waters stay ice-free longer, that means shipping, fishing, and military activities on the Russian side have been growing as well, and contributing to tension between Russia and the U.S. Captain Steve White is the president of Marine Exchange of Alaska. He says the growth of Russian vessel traffic is noticeable. White says it's important to look at how this increased activity is affecting locals. Historically, the Bering Strait region has been a place of collaboration, according to the Walrus Commission's Metcalf. Russian and American scientists and locals have worked together to protect their marine subsistence resources and exchange cultural knowledge. A lot of that work has come to a halt in recent years, but Metcalf and other speakers say they hope that collaboration returns. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.